As a free, not-for-profit service, Cradio requires the support of people like you to help keep us going in our mission. To donate, visit cradio.org.au/donate.
Cradio.
Faith-centered music. An interview with Genevieve Bryant. So we're coming to you again from ACYF, and we're joined today with Genevieve Bryant, who is an amazing singer-songwriter, who was last year's winner for the ACYF.
2 years ago, yeah.
2 years ago, oh, I'm sorry.
It's every 2 years.
Oh, right, right, the last ACYF songwriter winner. And Genevieve, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for the invitation to come down.
No, no worries.
This is a great setup.
Thanks be to God. So I guess just to, out of curiosity, how has your music been influenced by your faith?
So it's a great question, and it goes kind of two ways. So I've found that my music has influenced my faith, and my faith has influenced my music. So both things have worked together in such a beautiful and such a powerful way that it's just made me want to just keep growing both areas. So one of my One of the things that I do is write music. So a lot of my stories just describe that faith journey. So a lot, you can tell probably the difference of the music by, you know, when I've written it. So a lot of my newer stuff is, you know, a little bit stronger in faith. And but, you know, back a few years ago, I was writing more sort of positive message music, but which is something I was really... excited about doing, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't completely faith based, but it was sort of a subtle message. Whereas now, you know, when I'm singing about, you know, your love is all I need, and, you know, singing about God pretty directly, it's a bit different. So,
wow, yeah. That's awesome. And how many years have you been writing music?
So writing music, I think I started off with just writing like poetry when I was little, and then that developed because, you know, I picked up a guitar and I started just teaching myself guitar and piano. And so that became, you know, just more creative writing. So I was probably, I don't know, I would have been like year 7 or year 8 or something like that when things just started.
You picked up your guitar quite early on.
Piano first, just doing a bit of piano. Guitar, I think, was when I was about 15 or something. But I was just teaching myself, and I just...
That's awesome.
Making it up. My grandmother gave me a few lessons when I was young, and so I just...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good testimony job, because, like, there's so many, you know, kids in high school now that are just picking up instruments and they're just self-teaching themselves.
Absolutely, especially, you know? I mean, gosh, when I was at school, and this doesn't make me sound old, but when I was at school, we couldn't just, like, Google chord charts and, you know, YouTube how to play things. So one thing that I was really good at is that I was kind of like the person that people would come to in my music class because I had a really good ear. If I heard a song, I could pretty much tell you, like, that's in the key of D, and the chords are, like, you know, D, B minor, F sharp, whatever.
Wow.
Just by listening to it. I was really, really good at that. So, but now I've gotten very lazy because it's so easy. We just Google it and it just appears. So,
Wow. And, you know, apart from music, you're also working with, the Youth Engagement Project in Melbourne.
I sure do. So this year I had a massive life change. Got myself a full-time job. I'm like a real person. Because for the last 6 years or so, I've been really trying to pursue music ministry to, you know, as a way that I can sort of survive as well, you know. Because it's a really tough, you know, I've given so much and done a lot of free things and everything, but you can't sort of live on that and sort of move forward in life. So I found this job, it's the Youth Engagement Project. It's just such an amazing, not just concept, but just incredible group of people and an incredible community. So it's based in Melbourne, the eastern suburbs. It involves two of the main major high schools there in Melbourne, Xavier College, Genazzano College, and five of the surrounding parishes. And it's all about actually creating a much bigger community with all of those people involved. So, we we're one project that covers all the young people and young adults in those communities.
Wow. And with this project, are you looking to expand to more schools?
Well, potentially, yeah. I think, you know, just quietly on the works is we're looking at even ACU in St. Patrick's campus.
Awesome.
And working with those guys, because I think, you know, that connection from high school into uni, there's something, it's really hard as, you know, people leave high school to feel part of that same community when once they're gone, everyone just splits up everywhere. So we're just really passionate about supporting young people through their journey, and it's really exciting, and I've got such an amazing team and
awesome.
Just beautiful people that are part of it.
That's really awesome.
It's really life-giving. It's amazing.
Oh, thanks be to God. And we're very blessed today because Genevieve is going to be playing a few tunes for us.
Yeah, why not?
So
I haven't thought about what yet, but yeah, okay, let's do that. All
right.
Great.
So what are you going to play for us?
Great. Well, I'll probably play so I've just released here at ACYF, I've released my new EP.
Oh,
So it's called Enough For Me, and so I'll play the title track of that. I've been playing it all over the festival, and I just played it. Oh my goodness! Like the band and I just supported Matt Maher in front of thousands
that's really
of people,
cool.
So that was amazing. And so pretty good debut for a song. And when I was playing this one, Enough For Me, at the end, just everyone is singing it out, and it's the most amazing thing. That's that's been a highlight.
That's a musician's dream, right?
Absolutely, so good. So, all right. So I'm Genevieve Bryant, and this is my new song called Enough For Me. My heart knows this place. This love, this grace. And I will not be afraid. For I'm safe in your embrace. 'Cause your love is all I need. It always is enough for me. It always is enough for me. Oh. 'Cause my heart knows this place, this love and this grace. And I will not be afraid, for I'm safe in your embrace. Here we go. 'Cause your love is all I need. It always is enough for me. Your love is all I need. It always is enough for me. Oh, it always is enough for me. It always is enough for you strip it all away. Your love is here to stay. Now forever it will remain. You strip it all away. Your love is here to stay. And now forever it will remain. It will remain. Oh, it will remain. It will remain. It will remain. 'Cause your love is all I need. It always is enough for me. Your love is all I need. It always is, always is, always is enough for me. Oh, thanks, guys. Always is enough for me. Always is enough for me. Ah, thanks, everyone. Another one? Yeah, I can do another one. I don't know, but I might need some crowd participation if I do another one. What do we think? Can we draw a crowd? I don't know. Oh, they're going to disappear now. What can I do? Oh, thanks. Send us out. All right. That's all right. That's good. Awesome. So my name is Genevieve Bryant, and this song is called Send Us Out. It's from my new EP called Enough For Me. You are my strength. You are my song. You're my salvation. To you I belong. Oh, glory. Glory be to you. When I am weak, you pick me up. You pull me out of the shadow of doubt. Oh, your mercy overflows. We sing glory to the Father and the Son. Glory to the Holy Spirit, three in one. We will sing and we will shout. We will go, so send us out. We will sing and we will shout. We will go, so send us out. Send us out. Send us, 'cause you are my strength. Sing it. You are my song. Come on. You're my salvation. My band just turned up. Belong, oh glory. Glory be to you. And when I am weak, you pick me up. You pull me out of the shadow of doubt. Oh, your mercy overflows. Singing glory to the Father and the Son. Yeah, do it, come on. Glory to the Holy Spirit, three in one. We will sing, we will shout. We will go, so send us out. We will sing and we will shout. We will go, so send us out. Oh, we will sing and we will shout. We will go, so send us out. Woo! We will sing, sing it out, and we will shout. We will go, so send us out. Oh, send us out. Send us out. Ah. Man, what a great great timing. That was great. Thank you so much for having us, guys.
Genevieve, thank you so much. We'll be praying for you for your ministry.
Thank you so much.
And we're praying for your music as well.
Absolutely.
Out of curiosity, if anyone wants to get your music,
yeah,
what's the best way?
Yeah, so I've just gotten like up to date with technology, and I'm now going to be on Spotify and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I've got, you know, physical albums here for sale, and whenever I do gigs, I've got albums and that kind of thing, but it'll be on iTunes and Spotify. I've got a website as well, just GenevieveBryant.com, Insta, all that sort of stuff, Genevieve Bryant Official, that kind of stuff. So, and I do a lot of, you know, traveling around Australia, just helping out schools and parishes and doing concerts and that kind of thing. So, and workshops with musicians, all of that. So, if anyone's listening and just, feels really inspired to, get some help out in their local communities, you know, reach out and, it'd be great to get involved. I've got really high hopes for the music ministry scene of and the youth ministry scene of Australia, and I think this festival is a great start for just inspiring things. And next year, as the year of youth, feeling amazing things are going to happen. So I'd love to be a part of that, and got an amazing band that I can offer as well for Australia. So yeah, we're on board to make stuff happen. So if anyone's listening and you're keen to get us out to your community or your school, just get in contact and let's make it happen. Thank you guys so much.
That was Genevieve Bryant with Faith-Centered Music. For more talks, interviews and shows, visit cradio.org.au.